Welcome to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team up on York College 19-10. A jumper from the far right corner by York College. A three-pointer by Mike Buffalo drops down, and that makes it a 19-13 game. Northwest in front of York College. The Bearcats have jumped out to a 15-4 lead to start this game. We've got a timeout by Northwest head men's basketball coach Ben McCullum. And while we have a chance, we'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back. Well, let's keep it right here. Keep it right here as they're ready to go here as the inbound is getting ready for Northwest, 19-13. Northwest Missouri State in front of York College. Again, the Bearcat men jumping out to a 15-4 lead here. I want you to see York College start to come back. Northwest with the ball off of the left side as Haley sets up. He wants a three off the left wing. Rims around it now. Fight for the board underneath by Tyler Funk. It goes out of bounds off of Buffalo from behind him. And Northwest will inbound baseline left. Couple substitutions. Dylan Starzl and Kyle Schlake back into the ball game for Northwest. They started this game. Grant Cosette and Funk going to the sideline. By the way, D'Angelo Haley getting his first start of the season. Coming off a very good game against Southwest Minnesota State last week where he had 20 points. Inbound right side, Schlake takes it and puts it up and in. 21-13, Northwest in front, pushing it the other way, driving to the bucket, hitting the layup was Damian Marshall. Marshall for York was fouled, going to the bucket. And this foul will send Marshall to the free throw line, the chance at a three-point trip down the floor. As he was fouled, trying to go and lay it up and in. And that foul will go on Bryson Williams. Check that, they're going to give that on Haley instead. So Haley picks up the foul. It's a 21-15 game. Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of York. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
York College at the free throw line following the timeout as Damian Marshall misses the free throw. It's a 21-15 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. They open up again with a 15-4 lead on the Panthers out of the NAIA, which comes into this game with a 9-3 record. A bounce pass from Sullivan trying to go inside out of a double team. They got it to Starzl. Starzl was sandwiched. Dan Killigroom, the official, making the call. A foul on York College. Let's go on Darren Wilson, Jr., who picks up his second foul. Fourth team foul. Both teams with four team fouls. Bearcats will inbound baseline right. Bearcats with new uniforms for today's game, wearing their greens with black numerals, black Northwest across the chest, and horizontal black stripes down at the pants. And inbound into the right corner goes to Slake out front. Haley open at three on the way, rims around and out. Fight for the board, and it's controlled by Marshall for York College. A run-and-gun team. Down the floor was Johnson. Out to the top of the key they go. They get it out front for Osiande. Now right wing three put up by Brewer. Misses. Rebound Slake tipped out of his hands and will go out of bounds as Osiande knocks it out of bounds. 21-15, the Northwest men in front. Andre Vaughn back into the game for York College head coach Dalton Deal. Takes the place of Dylan Brewer. York College, a team that averages 91 points per game, and they give up 80 a contest, so not a lot of defense out of this Panther team. They come in 9-3 out of the NAIA. Off of the left side, Kirker for Northwest, dribbling between the circles. Goes to Haley on the right wing in front of the scorer's table. Crossover dribble. Right wing for Sullivan. Bounce pass low right for Slake. Turnaround hook is missed. Slake keeps it alive, but he gets called for a reach over, tapping the ball away off the rebound. Kyle Slake will pick up his second foul. 21-15, Northwest in front of York. Again, congratulations to the Northwest women's basketball team coming back from a 21-point deficit to defeat Rogers State this afternoon, 71-68. And Claremore, Oklahoma. Northwest men would like to make it a doubleheader sweep on the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. Cats in front, 21-15. On the right side is Marshall, just inside the arc, dribbles out to the right wing. Northwest in man-to-man defense. Dribbling on the right side, Mike Buffalo between the circles. Crossover dribble on Kirker. Goes right wing for Marshall. Fadeaway three. Takes a bounce high off the rim. 5 foot board in the corner. Sullivan saves it inbounds and gets it to Haley. We won't see the shot clock go down very far for York. They like to come down and then chuck it up on the perimeter. 21-15. Northwest Missouri State up. Sullivan trying to go high post left for Starzl. Pass tipped out of bounds by Marshall. Ball belongs to Northwest. Matt Wallace back into the ballgame for Northwest. Kirker will go to the sideline. Cats this afternoon started Alex Sullivan along with Matt Wallace and D'Angelo Haley at the guards. Kyle Slake and Dylan Starzl inside. Wallace on the left side takes the inbound. Picked up by Andre Vaughn. Dribbles right side as the Panthers playing man-to-man defense. Wallace dribbling between the circles, pulls up left, cross-court right side, Sullivan squares up, wants a three, rims around it out, pipe for the board, loose on the floor, is curled and trolled by Asiande. Now that goes to Johnson. Johnson looks on the right side, finds Vaughn, free throw line right, takes the jumper and knocks it down. Vaughn with 5 points in the first half, makes it a 21-17 game. Northwest again opened up 15-4 with the lead, but York coming right back. Wallace out front, looks left side, Sullivan. Left wing for Haley. Bounce pass low left for Starzl. Kicks it into lanes. Nice spin move. Kozad to the bucket. Goes up off the left side with the left hand and knocks it down. Grant Kozad with the drive in the bucket. 23-17. Northwest in front. Reggie Johnson left side. Out front for Osiande. Out of the baseline right. They get it to Buffalo as he tries to spin. Out front left jumper is good. Damian Marshall knocks down the three off of the left side. And a 23-20 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of York. Left side, Wallace. Wallace at the top of the key. Looks left for Sullivan. Sullivan bounce pass low left. Finds Kozad. Spins. Low right-handed hook in the lane. Rattles around and in. Two strong trips down the floor for Grant Kozad. A drive from the lane all the way in with the left hand from the first time. That time, little baby hook in the lane with the right hand. And it's a five-point Northwest lead. Now front Strickland down the lane. Ball fake. Jumper up over Haley is good from 5 out. Reggie Johnson coming off the bench, knocks down the bucket, and it's a three-point game. Northwest in front. Across the timeline, left side, Wallace to the top of the key. Dribbles left, cross-court right side for Haley. Crossover dribble, down the lane he goes. Through the lane, up with the shot blocked away, but a foul inside. Foul going on Damian Marshall. That will be his first. Officials for today's game, Kelly Groom, along with Roger Smits and Brooks Wells. Haley going to the free throw line, shooting a couple here. 10 of 11 on the season as he steps up to the line and misses the first. Right, down to three earlier in this half. Funk and Williams into the game. Sullivan and Starzl to the sideline. 25-22, Northwest in front of York College. York and NAIE team with 3 losses on the season. Second free throw by Haley rims out. And the rebound goes to York. Across midcourt right side, Vaughn goes to the right wing for Desmond Strickland. Left side pass for Thaddeus Varmall, who leads the NAI in scoring coming into this game, and nearly 22 points a game. He can put it up from outside. Marshall goes left side, finds Varmall on the baseline, jumper over front, nothing but net from 18 out. Varmall with 4 points, and Northwest Missouri State holding on to a 1-point lead, 25-24. Wallace out front right side in front of the scorer's table is out with the dribble left side. Now to Funk, top of the key. Left side for Wallace, low left for Starzl trying to post up. Now instead goes right side with the pass for Haley. Haley on the wing, backs out. Pulls up. Gets the pass right side for Wallace. Wallace with the dribble, spins, and will take it out between the circles. Free throw line down the lane left. Spins, takes a jumper from 13. Got it. Matt Wallace What, 7 points in this first half. He's coming off a performance last Sunday against Southwest Minnesota State where he had 10 assists. Now putting up the points on his own here today. 27-24 Northwest. All right, Barmel goes right side. Strickland, a long three, about a 30-footer, knocks it down. He went off that right side and knocks down the three. And it's now a tie game at 27. Strickland with the big three, his first bucket of the game. Left side Wallace, low post left for Kozad. Post up with a shot. Won't go off the glass, and the rebound ripped away inside. Posiande with the rebound across the timeline. Left side for Marshall on the wing. Pulls up. Looks left corner. And there's Strickland with another three attempt. It misses. Long rebound goes to Williams in the lane for Northwest. Across the timeline, left side. It's run again both ways. All the way to the bucket. Williams lays it up and in with the layup. Made it up off the left side. Northwest up by two. 29-27. Old-fashioned shootout this afternoon from Bearcat Arena. Out front is Vaughn. Vaughn at the top of the key. Right side finds Marshall. He'll take the three and knocks it down over Kozab from the right corner. As Marshall knocks down the three, he has 9 points in this game, and we've got a timeout. 20 Northwest now trailing for the first time this afternoon. They trail York 30-29 with 4:27 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
Northwest down for the first time this afternoon, 30-29 to York College. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Wallace for the Bearcats walks across the midcourt from our left to our right. Takes it to the top of the key. Free throw line right. Out front left for Williams, who takes it down the lane. Bounce pass in lane, intended for Stars. Will kick loose and is controlled by Vaughn for York College. Long pass right side, Strickland. Out front right for Vermal. Between the circles is Vaughn. Vaughn with the dribble to the left wing. To the free throw line as he lost the pass for Asiande. Through the lane. All right side for Varmel. Jumper over Kirker. Rims around and out from 15. Fight for the board, and Northwest will get the rebound and a foul coming up on Eamon Osiande as he reached over on Starzl. He did a great job crashing the board that time and came up with a rebound and then had Osiande reaching over to commit the foul. Breaking the action, Northwest Missouri State trailing York 30-29. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest down by one at 30-29. Again, it's the first time they've trailed this afternoon. Opened up a 15-4 lead to start the game. Got 3:53 left in the first half. Northwest down by one, and they have the ball. And congratulations to the Northwest women's basketball team with a 71-68 come-from-behind win over Rogers State this afternoon down in Claremore, Oklahoma. Matt Gorder had the play-by-play of that one. Northwest women down by 21 in the first half and coming back with the win. Left side Wallace, bounce pass low left in the blocks for Starzl, and a nice strong move to the bucket through a double team, knocks down the shot off the glass. Starzl with 4 points, and Northwest regains the lead, 31-30. High post left, Marble dribbles out front. Now finds cutting through the lane Marshall. Strickland, left wing, jumper, a three-pointer right in front of the Bearcat bench on the left side, knocks down the three. And it's a 33-31 lead for York, their largest lead of the game. 3:19 left. We're in the first half. Out front, Wallace. Now low left. Funk finds cutting through the lane. Starzl goes with the dribble and a strip loose by Strickland for York. Across the timeline goes Dylan Brewer. Pulls up at the top of the key. Between the circles with a pass for Desmond Strickland. 2-point lead for York, 33-31. Brewer out between the circles. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Backs out. 16-foot jumper out front off the front of the rim. Rebound Funk for Northwest. Outlet goes to Wallace into the front court right side. Out of Funk. Left side, Crooker on the wing. To the top of the key, Wallace. Right side. Between the circles, Funk. Game man-to-man defense out of the Panthers from York College. School from York, Nebraska. Romo about 500 driving down the lane. Left side, a left-handed layup is good. Off the runner on the left by Connor Crooker. Crooker with 4 points and ties it up at 33. We're out near the timeline. York College and Northwest both getting brand new uniforms for this game. York just got their uniforms in yesterday. It's a gray uniform with the blue trim and numerals. Low left side, Barmel spins in the lane with the right hand and puts it up and in. Barmel with 6 points out of the first half and a 35-33 lead for York College. Into the front court right side, to the top of the key, Wallace, to the free throw line, pulls up, now finds Kirker out front left, backs out with the dribble. Between the circles with the right-handed dribble, pulls up, goes left side for Wallace. 1:42 left in the first half. Wallace through the lane, a low runner high off the glass won't go, but the putback bounces on the rim and is good as Dylan Starzl had the tip in. Starzl with 6 points in the first half ties the game up at 35. 1:28 left in the first half off the right side. On to the wing. Farmel through the lane, lost the handle on the dribble, picked up by Wallace, and a lead pass goes to Crooker, who was fouled as he got that lead pass away. And the foul coming up on York College. And this foul will go on Damian Marshall, who stops a breakaway layup for Northwest. That's his second foul. Seventh team foul on York College. Sullivan and Haley back into the ball game for Northwest. Starzl along with Kirker and Williams to the sideline. Grant Kozad also checks in for the Bearcats. Tie game at 35, 1:20 left in at the first half. Matt Wallace, a 5'11, 170-pound sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, steps to the free throw line. Free throw on the way, too hard, rebound, Farmel, and York College. Tied up at 35, out front, left side, Brewer to the top of the key, wants the three, it takes a high bounce off the rim, the putback won't go by Monahan as he tried to go with the slam and misses it badly in the rebound Northwest. Out front, Funk. Funk looks left side and inside, whistle and a foul. Kozad trying to position inside and a foul coming up with York College. Kelly Groom to make the call. And this one will go on York College. Monaghan picks up the foul, Alec Monaghan. Again, he tried to go for that slam dunk at the other end and perhaps still a little bit of frustration on his part for the 6'8 junior out of Sterling, Illinois. We'll send Grant Kozad to the free throw line. Grant averaging 6 points and three rebounds a game. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. Free throw is good. 5 points for Grant in this first half coming off the bench. Grant coming into this game, just a 36% shooter at the free throw line. Entire team really got off to a rough start at the line, but beginning to come around. Second free throw by Kozad, good. Northwest up by two, 37-35, under a minute left in the first half. Pressure out front. Sullivan reaches in, knocks the ball loose, picked up by Brewer. He'll take it across the timeline from our right to our left. Right side pass for Strickland. He has it between the circles. Stu Brewer on the left baseline, trying to go low with it, stepping in front of the pass. Was Funk for Northwest. Alec Wallace pushes across midcourt, left to right, to the left wing, Haley. Now Wallace out between the circles, Funk. Left side on the wing for Haley. Now to Wallace, left side. Cats up by two, 37-35. Wallace through the lane right. pulls up, wants to go up with a jumper. Before he does, drags his pivot foot just a little bit, gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to York College. Just the fourth turnover for Northwest. York, that run-and-gun offense, has only turned it over six times in the half. Amen Osiande back into the game, a 6'8 junior from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. ...37-35 Northwest Brewer across the timeline left. Left side Strickland out near the timeline. It goes for Brewer. 10 seconds left in the half. Brewer to the right wing. Out to the top of the key. Osiande takes the three. Rims around and out. Rebound. Chase goes out of bounds to the Bearcats sideline. Wallace was giving chase. Couldn't get there in time. But Northwest will inbound with 3.2 seconds left in the first half. With the clock stop, Connor Crooker will check into the game. And Funk goes to the sideline. Cats up by two. Pressure off the inbound as they have to take it three-quarters the length of the floor as Crooker gets ready to inbound. Gets it to Wallace. Wallace turns, dribbles that midcourt, pushes it up, and it'll come up way short to end the first half. So Northwest will go into the locker room at halftime after jumping out to an early lead to see York College come back and take a brief two-point lead. Northwest with the two-point lead at halftime as they lead York College 37-35. Be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. John Coffey with you at the half. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team holding on to a two-point lead at halftime, 37-33 as they lead at York College. Earlier this afternoon on the Bearcat Radio Network, Matt Gorder down in Clearmore, Oklahoma, had the game between Northwest and Rogers State. Northwest down by 21 in the first half. They came back to win it 71-68. A great comeback out of the Northwest women as they improved to 5-2. Rogers State falls to 7-2 on the season. And looking at some of the totals here, again, Northwest doing just a fantastic job in that ball game to come back and win it. Totals that we have as far as from Rogers State right now, just halftime totals as far as individual and things along that line, so we won't pass those along here. But again, Northwest winning it 71-68. Cats will be back here, as well as the Northwest men, on Wednesday night as they open up MIAA play, hosting Lindenwood. The women's game will tip off at 5:30. And the men will tip off at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those games for you, beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Again, we're at the half. The Northwest men in front of York College, 37-35. We'll have more for you at halftime right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Yeah, and welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus. The Northwest men at halftime in front of York College, 37-35. This Northwest men's basketball team facing a York team that really likes to run the floor, and they don't waste much time. Shot clock very rarely gets inside of 15 seconds. They just come down and chuck it up, and it's been good for them so far this year. They average over 91 points per game. They don't play a lot of defense, though, giving up almost 81 a contest. They've lost their last two games, losing to Mid-Continent of Kentucky, 83-74, and to Wayne State, a Division II school, one of four Division II schools on their schedule this season. They lost 86-71 in that game to Wayne State. Their other loss coming to Concordia in the second game of the year. And they come into this season with four of their top five scorers returning, and they are lighting it up right now. Northwest up by two here at halftime, 37-35. In football, the quarterfinals of the NCAA Division II football playoffs being held this afternoon. And it was Minnesota State Mankato with a 17-10 win over Missouri Western. For Minnesota State Mankato, they'll now face Valdosta State, as Valdosta State was a win over Carson Newman, 48-26. Also, it was Winston-Salem with a close one over IUP, 21-17, as they go into the semifinals. And they will take on the winner of that West Texas A&M and Colorado State Pueblo game. And that one that was a halftime. See if we can get an update on that. It looks like we now have a final there, with West Texas A&M winning as they defeat Colorado State Pueblo, the number one ranked team in the nation, 34-13. So West Texas A&M will advance and face Winston-Salem in the semifinals next week. Well, Minnesota State Mankato, the team that knocked Northwest out of the playoffs a week ago, will face Valdosta State in the other semifinal round matchup. Again, here at halftime of this Northwest men's basketball game, the Bearcats up on York College, 37-35. Back with more right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. Again, we're at the half. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of York College, 37-35. This is game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier this afternoon, Matt Gorder had the play-by-play. That great comeback for the Northwest women as they defeat Rogers State, 71-68. The Northwest women improved to 5-2. Rogers State falls to 7-2 on the season. Again, a great comeback. Northwest is down by 21 with 5:56. Down by 21 with 6 minutes left in the first half. They fought their way, came back, and their first lead of the game, I believe, was at 63-62 with 5:56 left in the game. The two teams traded buckets down the stretch, with Northwest pulling out the 71-68 victory over Rogers State. And again, conference play coming up on Wednesday for the Northwest women and men as well, as they will face conference newcomer Lindenwood. 5:30 and 7:30 tip-off times, their airtime 5:10 with their pregame for the women. And speaking of Lindenwood, they were representing the MIAA today in football in the Mineral Water Bowl. Winona State defeated Lindenwood today 41-21. Winona State out of the Northern Sun Conference. So postseason, and not kind to MIAA teams facing Northern Sun schools. Minnesota State Mankato defeating both Northwest and Missouri Western. So they move into the semifinals of the D2 playoffs. And then Winona State with a win over Lindenwood today in the Mineral Water Bowl, 41-21. I'll be back and check some of the halftime totals for you. And this one is the Northwest men down at halftime to York 37-35. Back with that right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Four high school student athletes have announced their intentions during the early signing period to join the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Paige Oreg of Norfolk, Nebraska, Cassidy Lee of Kearney, Missouri, Bailey Scarborough of Maryville, and Tori Blythe of Maysville, Missouri. Oreg is a three-time All-State selection in Nebraska. Lee is a three-time All-Conference and All-District pick. Scarborough is a two-time All-State and three-time All-District selection. And Blythe is a four-time All-Conference and All-State athlete. The four student athletes will join the Bearcat softball program for the 2014 season. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. And we're back at Bearcat Arena. The Northwest men holding on to a 37-35 lead over York College out of York, Nebraska. For Northwest, they led by 13 at one point in the first half. That was with 13:49 left in the first half. York College came back, though, and for York, they ended up taking a two-point lead, 35-33, with 2:03 left in the half. And that was their largest lead of the first half. Again, the Bearcats at one point up by 13 in the half, only to lose the lead, but regain it by the end of the half and lead by two here at halftime, 37-33. Northwest shooting 57% from the field, 16 of 28. They're 3 of 7 from three-point range. And at the free throw line, struggling again this afternoon, 2 of 7 as a team from the line. Last weekend in the Bearcat Classic, here at Bearcat Arena, when Northwest had games with Upper Iowa and Southwest Minnesota State, free throw shooting was beginning to come around in those two games. And this is a team that last year was one of the top free throw shooting teams in the MIAA, but struggling early this season at the line and just 2 of 7 in this game. Now for York College, shooting 48% from the field, 14 of 29, half of those three-pointers, 7 of 14 from three-point range. They only got to the free throw line once and missed their free throw. Rebounding totals, Northwest out rebounding York 17-14. And the turnovers, 4 turnovers for Northwest, 6 for York College. Individually for Northwest, no one in double figures. They're paced. Grant Cozad off the bench with 6 points. Dylan Starzl, 6 points. And 7 points for Matt Wallace. Wallace also has 3 assists out of the first half. Alex Sullivan hit 5 points early, knocking down a jumper and then a 3-pointer early in the ballgame. Then at 4 points apiece for Bryson Williams and Connor Kirker. Kirker coming off the bench for his 4 points. 3 points for D'Angelo Haley getting a start today. Haley's been coming off the bench up to this point in the season and really giving Northwest a lift off the bench. He gets the start today and has 3 points at halftime on a 3-pointer. Last Sunday against Southwest Minnesota State, he had 20 points off the bench to lead the team in scoring. And getting a start here today, his first of the season. Cutting out the scoring for Northwest, Kyle Schlake with 2 points. Schlake, though, with 4 rebounds in the game. And for York College, they're led in scoring. Damian Marshall leads the team in scoring with 8 points. Then 6 points apiece for Thaddeus Vermaul and also Desmond Strickland. 5 points for Andre Vaughn. And then 3 points apiece for Mike Buffalo coming off the bench. Damon Osiande also with 3 points off the bench. And then 2 points for Dylan Brewer, who got a start in today's game. Reggie Johnson off the bench with 2 points. So that's the way the totals look here at halftime. Northwest up by 2, 37-35 over York College in a non-conference game here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back and have more for you as we get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
All right, for second half play here at Bearcat Arena this afternoon, Northwest Missouri State with a 37-35 win, or rather lead over York College at 37-35 here at the half. York College coached by Dalton Deal. They're up to a 9-3 start, Northwest at 5-0 on the year. And again, looking at a couple of the interesting totals here, this York College team coming in averaging over 91 points a game, Northwest averaging nearly 70. They're on defense. Northwest holding their teams to just 55 points per game. It's a plus 15 in that differential. And for York College, they give up nearly 81 points a game. So they score a lot of points, but they will also give up a lot of points. And they played a pretty respectable schedule at 9-3 going up against some division at two schools. They had a loss over Wayne State, losing that one 86-71. They also lost to Abilene Christian 93-82. Abilene Christian, a team that's going to be making the transition to Division One. Northwest played Abilene Christian a number of times in football in recent years. We're ready to go for the second half. Northwest Missouri State up by 2, 37-35. And for York College, they go from our left to our right. Brewer with it on the right side. Out front for Desmond Strickland. A long three between the circles. Grazes the rim, and the rebound for Alex Sullivan for Northwest. Sullivan on the floor along with Wallace. Schlaker has the ball between the circles. Out of Wallace right side. Haley and Starzl, the original starting five for the Bearcats. Going up against the original starters for York College as well. Wallace will dribble on the right wing. Bounce pass low right for Starzl trying to post up for against that is for Wall. Into lane. Fadeaway jumper from A. Good. 8 points for Starzl. Starzl at 6'8", trying to go up against the 6'3", Varmel, who is trying to play a post spot there. More of a natural type of guard out of the four-guard lineup for York College. Varmel on the left wing. On the perimeter, the three over Starzl. Rims around and out. And the rebound inside Haley for the Cats. And he'll clear it away and dribble across the timeline right to left. To the right wing, out between the circles. Slate trailing on the play. Finds Wallace left. Wallace out with the dribble. On the right side to the right wing. To the top of the key, Sullivan. Sullivan trying to look inside. Nothing there. Instead goes to Haley on the left wing. Who takes it free throw line through the lane. Drives all the way to the bucket. And lays it up and in. Got a good quick first step to the bucket. No one picked him up. And he went all the way through the lane for the bucket. 41-35 Northwest. Now quickly the other way. Inside they get it. Darren Wilson Jr., and he knocks it down for his first bucket of the game. He's kind of a wide body there, 6'5", and he's got a few pounds on him as well, but very effective inside, and it's a 41-37 game, Northwest over York. Now Haley, right wing, three over Varmel, misses, rebound inside Wilson, and now the right goes to Brewer to the right wing, skip pass left side, gets it to Strickland, off the left wing, high post left for Wilson, trying to spin, fadeaway jumper from the free throw line left, won't go, and the rebound Schlake. Alla goes to Wallace across midcourt right side. Northwest to slow it up just a little bit. They've got the lead 41-37. Out front, Schlake right side with a quick pass for Haley. Cross court left, Wallace. One dribble. High post for Schlake at the top. Now back to Wallace. Wallace down the lane to the bucket. Slips out of his hands as he went driving up with the layup and a whistle and a foul coming here. Roger Riley to make the call. Rather, Roger Schmitz to make the call, I should say. Roger Schmitz making the call. Desmond Strickland will pick up the foul. That will be his first. In officials today, Kelly Groom, the lead official with Roger Schmitz, and Brooks Wells, the other two officials. At the free throw line, Wallace misses the free throw now. 0 of 2 at the line this afternoon. Came into this game as a 69% shooter at the free throw line. Second free throw is good. 42-37 Northwest. 17:44 left in the game. Brewer down the lane, dishes inside, finds Varmel. Fadeaway jumper is good as he put it in over Slake. Varmel with 8 points. Leads the NAIA in scoring. Knocks that one down. It's a 42-39 Northwest lead over York. to the right side. Wallace behind the back with the dribble to the right wing. Bounce pass into the lane for Slake. Goes up with a shot. Ball knocked loose and a foul coming up on the Panthers. This will go on Varmo. That will be his second foul, team second as well. And this gets Kyle Slake to the free throw line, the 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska. 3 of 5 on the season at the line. Like that 4 of 6 as he knocks down the first. And he has 3 points this afternoon. Second free throw. Rims out, crashing the board hard with Sullivan, who couldn't quite come up with the rebound, fighting a board for with Varmel. Falls to the floor underneath the bucket, going for the board. It goes off his fingertips out of bounds. Good hustle, though, by Alex Sullivan. Sullivan gets a lot of credit for his shooting, but also crashes the boards very hard. 42-39, Northwest in front of York College. Strickland to the right baseline. Out front right side is Wilson. To the free throw line left, Varmel, a jumper put up from 15 on the left side. It's good, knocks it down over Starzl. Seeing York College go to Varmel a little bit more early in this second half than what they did the entire first half. Cats up by 2. Out to the top of the key, Wallace pulls up, goes right baseline, finds Slake. Hands off to Wallace. Inside the arc, takes a running jumper from 17. Won't go, rebound tipped by Starzl, picked up by Slake, off the glass and good from the left side. Kyle Slake with the board and the bucket, 45-41. Northwest Missouri State up. Brewer down the lane left. Runner no good. Hangs on the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Wilson of York College. And Northwest Missouri State will get it. Funk into the game. Slake goes to the sideline. And Eamon Osiyande back into the ballgame. The 6'8 junior from Toronto. Got quite a few minutes in the first half. 11 to be exact. 4-point Bearcat lead, 16-32 left in the game. Wallace into the lane. Goes left side, Funk into left corner for Haley. Drives the baseline, jump stop in the lane. Ball stripped out of his hands by Strickland. And an outlet goes left side for Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it back out. Finds Brewer trailing on the play between the circles. Launches the long three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Osiyande with the board. Tries to go up with the shot inside on the left and a foul. This to go against Northwest. And Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That will be his first. Just the first team foul on the Bearcats in the second half. Osiyande at the line to shoot 2. First one rims up. And before he gets ready for his second free throw, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Osiyande knocks down the second free throw, 45-42. Northwest Missouri State in front. They had a 13-point lead in the first half. Here in the second half, holding on to lead, 45-42. Funk trying to go low post right side. Starzl off with a shot. Won't go. Ball hung on the rim briefly. Rolls up. But Starzl will go to the free throw line. Fouled inside. Osiyande picks up his third foul. And Dylan Starzl going to the free throw line. Starzl shooting a couple. It's his first trip to the line today. Shooting 56% on the season. 14 of 25. First of 2. Good. Hit the front of the rim, then the backboard, and then bounded down. He has 9 points. 3 of those coming here in the second half. 46-42 Northwest. Second free throw. Good. As Starzl goes into double figures. He had 16 points and 6 boards against Southwest Minnesota State on Sunday. 47-42, Northwest in front. Brewer into the front court, looks on the left side, Strickland. Out between the circles, Vaughn. Dribbles right, on the right wing to Brewer once again in front of the York bench. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Pressure by Sullivan, a long bounce pass right side. It's Osiyande inside the arc, takes the jumper and knocks it down from 17. She has 5 points. Northwest up 47-44. Wallace off the left side to the top of the key. Pulls up right at the free throw line. Low post right side for Starzl. Spins in the lane. Left in. Knocks it down from 5 out. Starzl with 12 points. 49-44 Northwest. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Andre Vaughn in the front court left side, guarded by Bryston Williams of the Bearcats. Dribbles up to the left wing. To the free throw line, Osiande. Low post right side. Farmel spins. Shot up and in as he muscled it up and over Funk. They will count the bucket. And Tyler Funk will pick up his second foul. Farmel with 12 points. He'll have a chance at a free throw coming back after a timeout. Northwest in front of York College, 49-46 with 14:58 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
49-46, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of York College. 14:58 left in the ballgame. I'm John Coffey. Earlier this afternoon, Matt Gorder had the play-by-play of the Northwest women's come from behind victory as they defeated Rogers State 71-68, the final score in that game. Great comeback. Northwest down by 21 with 6 minutes left in the first half. Came back into the second half with 5:56 left. Took a 63-62 lead. Then the two teams exchanged leads before Northwest was able to hold on and pick up that 71-68 win. Northwest women now 5-2 on the season. That is Farmel. Knocks down the free throw following the timeout. He has 13 points, and it's a two-point game. Northwest up 49-47 over York College. Between the circles, Williams right side wall. Slow post right for Stars. A ball fake up with the shot. Off the glass. Good. And a foul. Great ball fake. He was able to get Alec Monaghan into the air, and he commits the foul. That will be his second, and sends Starzl to the free throw line. And this will have Starzl to try to come up with a traditional three-point play down the floor. 14 points now for Starzl. Knee bend, free throw on the way, misses too hard. And the rebound on the floor to Varmel. And here comes York on the break, left side on the wing. Vaughn spins on Williams. Ball knocked up in the air by Williams. Picked up by Starzl. Alec goes to Williams for Northwest. 3-on-2 break. Williams through the lane. And a whistle coming up here with the collision underneath the bucket. See which way they want to go here. It looks like it's going to go on York College. Monaghan will pick up the foul. Alec Monaghan with his third foul. Fifth team foul on the Panthers. Sliding over and the collision with Williams going through the lane on the fast break. Bryston at the line, shooting two. First one good.
Into the ball game for York.
Williams with 5 points. First free throw of the day. 80% shooter on the season at the line. York College head coach at Delton Deal with some substitutions here. Damian Marshall back into the ball game. Mike Buffalo also in as well. Smottigan and Strickland go to the sideline. 52-47, Northwest in front. Second free throw by Williams, good. Northwest wants a timeout with 14:31 left of the game. The Bearcats 53, York College 47. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
A bull born and raised at the R.T. Wright Farm at Northwest Missouri State University won Reserve Grand Champion at the American Royal Livestock Show November 4th in Kansas City. Northwest Department of Agricultural Sciences exhibited the bull along with a second bull, which won third place. The department also showed three heifers that placed second, third, and fifth in their classes. The bull won Grand Champion as a calf at last year's American Royal Livestock Show.
53-47, Northwest with the lead over York College. Bearcats in the first half had built a 13-point lead with 13:49 left in the half. York came back, had a 2-point lead. That was a 3:22 left in the half, and since that point, Northwest has regained the lead, and they're up in 53-47. 14:31 left in the game. York with the ball following the timeout. Vaughn across the timeline, goes right side for Buffalo. Now to Formo, back to Buffalo on the right wing. Fires the dribble, bounce pass low for Thaddeus, trying to post up with Starzl, spins right to the baseline, cut off. Kicks it on the right wing, a three is up and good as Mike Buffalo knocks down the three, his second of the game. Came into this game with just two, so he's equaled his total for the season. 53-50, Northwest Missouri State in front, off the right side, Wallace. Wallace will hand off to Bryson Williams near the right sideline. Takes it top the key. Left wing pass Sullivan. Squares up. Wants the three. Raises the rim. Gets his rebound. Falls it off the glass and good. Good hustle by Alex Sullivan. Knew the shot was going to be just a little bit short. Followed it. Got his rebound and put it up and in. Now down the lane the other way. Whistle and the ball out of bounds. It goes off of Mike Buffalo. Buffalo thought he was fouled. He is jawing with one of the officials and will not get the benefit of the argument that time, as he is trying to talk with Brooks Wells. Cats will have it and go the other way off the turnover. Northwest up by 5, 55-50. 13 and a half minutes left in the game. Across the timeline, right side, Wallace to the right wing. Looks low right, finds Kozad, turns and hits the jumper from 6 off the right side. Kozad with 8 points. He had 6 out of the first half, and he gives Northwest a 7-point lead. Across the timeline, between the circles, Reggie Johnson. Gives it right for Mike Buffalo. Now to Varmo on the right side. Fakes left, goes left. And through the lane, runner is good. As he made the fake right, went left and through the lane and knocks it down. Varmo with 15 points. Northwest Missouri State in front. Now we have a tie-up out front as Wallace had the dribble and was tied up with Damian Marshall. Cats, though, will have the possession arrow on the old inbound right in front of the scorer's table. Leading by 5 with 12:51 left in the game. The inbound left side for Wallace. Across the timeline right. Leaps up in the air, lobs the pass for Williams. Skip pass left side over the 2-3 zone to Sullivan. Free throw line left for the jumper. Rims around out the board and the putback by Starzl. Good. Starzl equals his output from last Sunday. He's got 16 points this afternoon and the Cats in front 59-52. Into the right corner, Reggie Johnson. Finds Farmel. Farmel down the lane right. Fadeaway jumper over Sullivan. Rims around out. And the rebound to Williams and Northwest. Cats doing a good job on the boards right now. 25th rebound of the afternoon. And it's a 59-52 Northwest lead. Filling right side Wallace out front. Sullivan trying to look inside. Goes low right with Starzl. Trying to post up now with Osiande. Spins in the lane. Jumper won't go. Rims out left in the rebound. Put away by Johnson for York College on the fast break. Left side, Vaughn. Vaughn back right side, Johnson into the right corner. Marshall opened the three off the front of the rim and the rebound, Wallace for the Cats. They push it down the floor from our right to our left. Wallace through the lane into the left corner for Williams. Williams dribbles to the left side and Northwest to slow things up just a little bit. 26 on the shot clock. Haven't mentioned the shot clock much at all this afternoon. Both teams really taking very little time on their possessions. Now a dribble and a foul. And this one will come up on Bryson Williams. Commits the foul. Dribbling with his right hand. Pushed off with his left. Trying to get a little room on Thaddeus Farmel. And Bryson Williams will pick up his first foul. And this will make it a 59-52 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of York College with 11:31 left in the game. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
59-52, Northwest over York College in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. Earlier, the Northwest women, down by 21 in the first half, came back to defeat Rogers State this afternoon in Clearmore, Oklahoma, 71-68. The finals, Northwest goes to 5-2, and Rogers State falls to 7-2. And in the Division II football playoffs, Missouri Western lost to Minnesota State Mankato, 17-10. Minnesota State scoring with just over 3 minutes left in the game to win that one. York College into the lane, driving his Buffalo off with a shot as he went inside, went up strong over Kozad and knocks it down. Buffalo with now 8 points. First time he shot inside the arc in this one. 59-54, Northwest in front of the Panthers off the right side. Williams bounce pass low right for Kozad, trying to post up. Kicks a pass free throw line for Sullivan, drives the lane, misses the layup. And the rebound to Buffalo and York College. Bird to the top of the key. Gets picked, dribbles to the left wing, bounce pass low left for Varmo, spins off the glass, good. Sullivan tried to go for the steal, just missed it, and that left Varmo with an easy layup as he spun into the block's left side, and he's got 17 points. Cats up by 3, 10:37 left in the game. Across the timeline right, Wallace behind the back with the dribble to the right wing. Out front, Williams. Low left side pass for Funk, into the lane, now a double team, kicks it left wing, Sullivan. Alex with the dribble, now to Funk, left side. Shoulder short, drives the left baseline off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip goes out of bounds, over along to Northwest. Kozad trying to fight for the rebound with Reggie Johnson, off of Johnson, out of bounds. Cats holding on to a 59-56 lead over York College. Sullivan to the sideline. D'Angelo Haley re-enters the ballgame. Haley takes the inbound left corner. And away from the ball, whistle and a foul. Kozad trying to post up off the left side with Johnson. Johnson gets called for the foul, falls to the floor as well out of that collision, so he takes the brunt of that in several different ways. Sixth team foul on the Panthers. Bearcast inbound, baseline left, quick inbound, right side goes to Kozad, blocked out of bounds, over along to Northwest. Buffalo got a hand on it, knocking it out. Northwest in front, 59-56. Wallace on the baseline left with the inbound. Haley takes the jumper from 17. Nothing but net. D'Angelo Haley with 7 points this afternoon. Got his first start of the year. 61-56. Northwest in front. Brewer to the left wing. Out front right side, Buffalo. Buffalo gets caught up in the air. Goes left side on the wing for Marmol. Between the legs with the dribble. Trying to go one-on-one with Funk. Now goes right side with the pass for Buffalo. Low post is thrown away, stepping in front, coming up with a pass was Haley for the Cats. On the fast break, Williams right wing, takes it through the lane. Now back to Haley, right corner, and launches the high rainbow three, won't go. Rebound fought for and taken out of Funk's end, and picked up by Buffalo. On the fast break, Brewer, top of the key, jumper inside the arc, got it. Brewer with his second bucket of the game. Came in, averaging nearly 10 a contest, has 4 this afternoon. Northwest in front, 61-58. Wallace out between the circles, dribbles right side, lobs it out top, wide open. Williams, the three, it's off the back of the rim, and the rebound, fought for inside. Kozad fighting hard for that board, was fouled. Also, away from that play, we have Mike Buffalo falling to the floor. Looked like he may have turned an ankle. And he's slow to get up. Dylan Brewer picks up the foul inside. Brewer at 6'3", trying to fight for the rebound with Grant Kozad, the 6'8", sophomore out of Kearney. Breaking the action, 9:09 left in the game. Northwest 61, York College 58. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
In Northwest Missouri State, in front of York College, 61-58, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
61-58, Northwest Missouri State in front of York College. Cats had a 13-point lead in the first half. York College came back, took a brief two-point lead in the half as well, and Northwest has led the entire second half, but it's been hard to shake this York College team. At the free throw line, Cozad knocks down the first, fouled before the timeout by Dylan Brewer. 9 points for Cozad. 3 of 3 at the free throw line. An e-bend and the free throw on the way, rims out. And the fight inside of Varmo comes away with the rebound. 63-58, Northwest Missouri State in front. Marshall with it on the right side. Out between the circles for Osiande. Left side pass Brewer. Brewer into the left corner. Johnson. Northwest in man-to-man defense. They stayed in the man the entire game. On the right side, Osiande. Right wing is Marshall. Low post with it, and a whistle. Travel violation inside. They got it in for it. That is Farmel. Gets called for the travel, trying to post up with it. And the turnover will give it right back to Northwest. Marshall goes to the sideline. For York College, and into the ball game comes Jeremiah Ahart for the first time. Goes ahead to the bench for Northwest. Starzl back in. And Matt Wallace out there as well. Matt will take over the point duties here. He'll go right to left with him. Dribbles in the front court out. Front right for Funk. Now on the right wing, Williams. Williams pass to Wallace on the left side. Back to Williams on the right. Man to man being played out of York College. Left side is Haley on the wing. To the left baseline. Drives. Lays it up and in. Again, a great first step toward the bucket. Add the layup and knocks it down. 64-58, Northwest in front. On the right side is Yande, inside the arc to the free throw line. Left side with the dribble is Johnson. And to the left baseline, runner on the way, too hard. The rebound, Ahart, and a foul as he is bumped by Funk underneath the bucket. Kelly Groom to make the call, and this will be Tyler Funk's third foul. And the scorer's table has him down for four, so we'll go with that. So Funk with his fourth foul. Seventh team foul on Northwest. Inbound, out front goes the Osiande. Fast pass to Barmel. Spins into the lane. Nice spin move as he spun right with it. Missed the shot, gets his rebound. Misses it again. Fight for the board underneath the bucket. And a foul as Bryson Williams came down with the rebound for Northwest. So they'll go to the other end to shoot free throws as Reggie Johnson picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Sullivan getting ready to check into the game for Northwest. Funk will go to the sideline. Also, Andre Vaughn in for the Panthers. Brewer to the bench. And Desmond Strickland also in. Johnson to the sideline. So both teams going to the bench here. 64-58, Northwest in front of York College. Cats have led the entire second half. Had a 13-point lead in the first half, but York College coming back. Led briefly in the first half. And again, hanging tough against Northwest. 7:56 left. Free throw line, Williams. His free throw too hard, and the rebound to York College. Northwest, again, struggling at the line here this afternoon. 9 of 20 at the free throw line. 64-58 Northwest. on the left side, Andre Vaughn. Down the lane. Just as inside, and the ball stripped loose as they went low with it for Varmo. Knocked out of bounds by D'Angelo Haley. York College inbound, baseline right. 7:37 left in the game. Inbound right side, Eamon Osiande. Strickland right in front of the York bench. Goes low right on the baseline. Osiande trying to drive on Starzl. Pulls up. Up for the shot from 6 feet out. Rims out. Rebound Williams for Northwest. Clears it away for Wallace. Across the timeline to the left wing. Cross court right side for Haley. Sets up. Open with the three. Way out there. Won't go. Rebound. And it's controlled inside by York College and Desmond Strickland. 64-58. Northwest in front. Just over 7 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Jeremiah Ahart. Dribbles once. Back right side, Vaughn. To the top of the key. Pulls up. Bounce pass, right side. Osiande with the jumper from 17. Good. 7 points for Eamon Osiande, and it's a four-point game. Northwest up 64-60. 6:43 left in the game. York College again hanging close here, but well under their average for the season, averaging almost 91 points a game. Right now at 60 with 6:33 left. Wallace to the free throw line. Trying to go low with the ball knocked loose by Strickland. Wallace tries to dive after the ball. Picked up, though, by Ahart on the break. 1-on-3 through the lane. Didn't have the numbers. Tosses it off the glass, though, and knocks it down. Perhaps not the wisest way to run a fast break, but nonetheless, it works for York College, and it's a two-point game. Northwest head coach Ben McCollum wants to talk things over. 6:17 left. It's Northwest 64, York College 62. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Both Northwest and York College shooting well from the field. Northwest for the game shooting 54%, York College at 51%. Northwest holding on to a two-point lead, 64-62. It's the closest that York has been in the second half. Northwest had a two-point lead at halftime, 37-35, after leading by 13 in the first half. Wallace, a long pass, baseline left for Starzl. Now to Haley in front of the Bearcat bench with the three. Won't go. Rebound tipped out to Haley. He's at the top of the key, through the lane, drives to the bucket, lays it up, hangs on the rim, rolls out. But Haley fouled, and a little bit shaken up as he hit the standard of the basket. Hit the padded area, and he'll go to the free throw line. Eamon Osiande will pick up his fourth foul, ninth team foul on the Panthers. And this will get to the free throw line. D'Angelo Haley. And his first of two rims out again. Northwest struggling at the free throw line. Haley 0 of 3. He came into this game probably the best free throw shooter on the season for Northwest. He was 10 of 11 coming into the game, but struggling here this afternoon. Cats up by 2, 64-62. Osiande goes to the sideline, and Andre Vaughn back into the game for York. Second free throw missed as well by Haley, and the rebound to Vaughn. Panthers with it left to right in their gray uniforms with the blue numerals and trim. Northwest in their home white, or rather in their greens this afternoon. Driving to the bucket right side, Buffalo on his shot rejected out of bounds by Starzl. Cats with new uniforms this afternoon, though. Their green uniforms with black numerals and trim. Bearcats on their chest. Out to the top of the key. Low left is Varmo. Spins up for the shot. Won't go. Rebound. Put back with the left hand. Missed by Ahart. And the rebound now Northwest. Haley. Alec goes to Wallace. Cats from our right to our left. Wallace pulls up. Free throw line. Right side is Williams. Lobs it low right in the blocks for Starzl. Give and go. Trying to go right back to Wallace. Cutting the lane. Ball tipped. Controlled by Vaughn. And here comes the fast break for York College. Left wing. Three on the way. Rims around and out by Buffalo. Fight for the board inside. Knock loose as Marmol has it knocked away and is picked up by the Cats and Sullivan. Now let Haley. Now we go fast break right side. Williams with the three for Northwest. It won't go. Rebound Starzl to put back and a foul. Shot won't go, but this will get Starzl to the free throw line as both teams running the floor here with about 5 minutes left in the game. Foul will go on Jeremiah Ahart. That'll be his first. Fighting for the rebound, and this will send Dylan Starzl to the free throw line. Dylan, 1 of 2 from the line this afternoon. 16 points on the afternoon total, and free throw rattles out. Boy, free throw is just not going down for Northwest early in the season. Northwest now 9 of 22 this afternoon. Williams to the bench, Connor Kirker in for Northwest. Kirker getting some minutes in the first half, his first action here in the second half. Second free throw by Starzl, good. 65-62, Northwest, 5:06 left. Off of the left side is Desmond Strickland to the top of the key. Looks left arm, and he takes the jumper, rims around and out from 19. The board pulled away by Wallace inside for the Cats. Takes the top of the key, pushes it out front, goes right side for Haley. Back to Wallace left. Just under 5 minutes left in of the game. Northwest holding on to a 65-62 lead. Wallace, as he dribbles left side away from the ball, trying to set a pick with Starzl, as Starzl and Ahart both fall to the floor as they get kind of tangled up with each other. And the foul will go on Jeremiah Ahart, who picks up his second foul. Breaking the action, Cats in front of the Panthers, 65-62. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 65 and York College 62. Northwest has never trailed in the second half. They trailed by two just briefly in the first half after having a 13-point lead. To the free throw line to shoot two. Dylan Starzl got tied up with Jeremiah Ehrhardt as Starzl was trying to set a pick at the free throw line. Went to the floor. 10th team foul on York College, so two at the free throw line for Starzl. Starzl with 17 points this afternoon. And first one good. 66-62, Northwest in front. Second free throw, good as well. So 67-62, Northwest lead. 4:38 left in the game. Across the timeline goes Dylan Brewer at the top of the key. Dribbles right, pulls up. High post left, Osiande. Drives the lane left, spinning into the lane on Starzl. Right-handed hook is good. Osiande with 9 points. Cats in front, 67-64 with 4:20 left. Wallace across midcourt right side. Dribbles to the right wing. Finds Haley on the right. Picked up by Desmond Strickland. Now between the circles for Kirker, left side Wallace. Wallace, hook pass, finds Sullivan, fakes left, goes right now through the lane, drives, shot off the glass, won't go, tipped by Starzl, no, rebound on the floor, chased into the left corner, and pulled away by Brewer for York College. Hands off between the circles for Desmond Strickland, right side on the wing, Osiande. Bounce pass low, trying to lead Thaddeus Varmel too far. He's cutting out toward the key. Pass went behind him out of bounds and belonged to Northwest. Kirker to the sideline and Funk in for Northwest. Cats trying to remain undefeated on the season. They lead York College 67-64 with 3:39 left. Wallace out between the circles, dribbles right. Now top of the key, Funk. Back to Wallace right side. Pass high post right for Starzl. Dribbles down the lane. Up with a shot off the glass and good. So we get past Luciande, up with the ball fake and then knocks it down. 21 points for Starzl. Northwest in front, 69-64. On the left side, Brewer goes low left side. And a collision and a foul. They go low to Varmel, trying to drive, and a foul on Haley, trying to cut off the baseline. Haley will pick up his second foul. Mike Buffalo to inbound, baseline left. Inbound goes left side. Brewer with it. Pass to the left baseline. Osiande drives. Finds cutting to the bucket on the right side. Buffalo lays it up and in. Nice pass. Threaded a double team, and Buffalo into double figures off the bench with 10. 69-66. Northwest takes the lead. 2:54 left in the game. Across the timeline, left Wallace. Spins left to the free throw line. Gets caught up in the air. Distance left for Funk on the wing. Hands off to Sullivan. Out between the circles, Haley. 2:43 left. Northwest by 3. Haley to the right wing. Gets a pick by Funk. Drives the lane to the bucket on the right side. Blocked away and out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Osiande. For the inbound, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Quick inbound on the block's left side. He goes to Dylan Starzl, went up and knocks the shot down. He'll go to the free throw line, foul, trying to go up with that shot. And Osiande will pick up the foul. That will be his fifth, so he'll go to the sideline. The 6'8 junior out of Toronto goes to the sideline with 9 points to go along with 2 rebounds. He had 3 assists for the day as well. Dylan Starzl going to the line. Try to make this a 3-point trip down the floor. Cats in front, 71-66. Starzl eyes the bucket. Free throw good. Nothing but net. 24 points for Starzl. He is 5 of 7 at the charity stripe. 72-66. Northwest in front of York. Down the lane left and a block foul as Brewer trying to drive the lane left. And sliding over was Haley to try to force a charge. Instead, gets called for the block. That will be Haley's third foul. Sixth team foul on Northwest. Pause action just a moment as Roger Smith gets a towel and wipes up some perspiration along the floor. Roger, one of the 3 officials this afternoon. And he will hand the ball to Andre Vaughn. Will inbound baseline left. Northwest in front, 72-66. Quick inbound left side. Goes to Buffalo. Out front left for Brewer. Between the circles, looks right side for Buffalo. Between the circles, Brewer once again. Shot clock at 22. That's about the furthest it's gone down. In the left corner, 3 by Vaughn. Rims around and out. And the rebound, Northwest. Haley comes down with the board with just over 2 minutes left. Northwest in front, 72-66 against a York College team that averages 91 points a game. Wallace at the top of the key tries to go low with a bounce pass. It was kicked by Varmel out of bounds. Northwest inbound. 1:55 left in the game. Inbound goes to Wallace on the right side. Wallace picked up by Brewer. Going on the right wing, spins. Brewer all over him and gets it to Sullivan. Sullivan now will go and find on the left wing Haley. Haley dribbles to the free throw line. Shot clock's down to 7. Now Sullivan, right wing shot, grazes the rim. Rebound to Funk. And he'll bring it out, and Northwest will have a chance to run a little bit more clock with a 72-66 lead. Wallace down the lane right. Cross court left for Sullivan. Inside the arc to the baseline left. Out front left side, Funk. Now to Wallace out near the timeline. Minute 23 left in the game. Wallace dribbling to the right wing, to the right side, behind the back with the dribble, through the lane, drives, dishes to Starzl, trailing on the play. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Strickland on the fast break. Now a 3 by Ahart, left side, takes a high bounce, rebound to Northwest and Starzl. His outlet low tip, but controlled by Wallace for Northwest. Out of a double team, Wallace trying to break out of that, and a foul coming up, stopping the clock with 1:03 left, and Northwest in front, 72-66. This will go on Thaddeus Varmel, who will pick up his third foul. 2 shots the other way for Northwest. Matt Wallace to go to the line. Wallace today 1 of 3 from the line. on the season, a 69% shooter. He has 8 points, six of those coming from the first half. Free throw too hard. Wallace this afternoon with 4 assists. He had 10 in the win against Southwest Minnesota State on Sunday. Second free throw, good. Bryson Williams into the game. D'Angelo Haley to the sideline for the Bearcats. 73-66, Northwest in front of York College. Andre Vaughn will take the inbound, takes it across the timeline. West side Brewer way out on the left toward the sideline. Guarded by Funk, drives baseline, backs out. Out front, finds Varma, wants the long three over Sullivan, nothing but net. Varma with just his first three of the game. He came in with 12 on the season. Timeout by York following the made bucket. 49.6 seconds left. Northwest holding on to a 73-69 lead over York College. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. 73-69, Northwest in front of York College. The Bearcats will inbound. John Coffey with you from Bearcat Arena. Earlier today, Matt Gorder had the Northwest women's game in Claremore, Oklahoma, with Northwest women coming back for a victory over Rogers State. They're down by 21 in the first half. Cats looking at full court pressure here. They get it to Haley at midcourt. As he dribbled, he was fouled as the foul coming up on Desmond Strickland, reaching in, trying to knock the ball away or commit the foul there to stop the clock. Instead, they're going to give this one on a Buffalo, and that will be Buffalo's first foul. Mike Buffalo, a 6'5 junior out of Bronx, New York. New to the York College program. Free throw is good by Haley. He goes into double figures at 10 points. 74-69 Northwest. Second free throw, rims around out. Boy, the Cats could have this game put away for good if they would hit some free throws here today. Free throw two, the right side, New York now down the lane, a three put up, or rather a jumper put up and missed by Brewer. Fight for the board and rebound Northwest. And that will stop the clock with 32 seconds left. Kelly Groom to make the call here. This will go on Thaddeus Varmel, who picks up foul number four. And a shoot two the other way, D'Angelo Haley. 74-69, Northwest Missouri State up. Cats with the 5-point lead. It's been close throughout this second half. Northwest opened up a 13-point lead to start the game. Free throw by Haley good. York College had a 2-point lead in the first half briefly, and then Northwest was up by two at halftime, and they've never trailed in this second half, although it's been close. Haley hits the second free throw. 76-69 Northwest. Haley to the bench and Williams into the game for Coach Ben McCollum. The inbound will go to Andre Vaughn into the front court with 30 seconds left. Between the circles, looks left side for Strickland. Strickland drives on Wallace, out front right for Brewer. Long three gets caught up in the air, instead tries to dish away. No one to pass to, picked up by Wallace with the breakaway. Drives and sends it down with the one hand. Matt Wallace with perhaps his first dunk as a Bearcat, makes it a 78-69 game. And now the other way, a turnover picked up by Wallace. Alec goes right side, Funk with the drive and a foul from behind. Dylan Brewer will get called for the foul. And I go with an intentional foul here on Brewer. He doesn't like the call. 10 seconds left in the game. Northwest with this one at 78-69 as they lead York College. Brewer picking up his second foul. Again, gets called for the intentional foul. Funk had the breakaway, and Brewer coming from behind didn't want him to score. Now we have a technical foul being called on York College head coach Delton Deal. Not happy about the intentional foul call. 10 seconds left in this game. K Official Kelly Green motioning for the Bearcats to go over to their sideline while the officials sort everything out here. Again, the officials for today's game, Kelly Groom, along with Roger Smits and Brooks Wells. We have the intentional foul call as Tyler Funk was driving to the bucket on the fast break, and that was on Dylan Brewer, but we'll have the technical foul on the sideline in Coach Delton Deal first as Alex Sullivan will shoot the technicals, and he misses the free throw. Thought after last weekend, Northwest may be over the hump a little bit with free throw shooting. They had a good weekend last weekend at the line, but struggling just 53% at the free throw line this afternoon. Free throw good on the second one by Sullivan.
Shooting the foul shots.
Sullivan with 8 points. Now at the free throw line to shoot the intentional fouls is Tyler Funk, who misses. It's contagious. Funk coming into the game was 5 of 8 at the line. 6'3 junior out Kearney, second free throw good. It's his first point of the game. 80-69, Northwest Missouri State opening things up in the final seconds here. 10 seconds left in the game, and Cats will have a chance to inbound. 7-point lead, inbound comes to Starzl, and now for York College, they just back off on defense. And Wallace will take the ball and just dribble out the clock. So Northwest holds off a very talented York College from the NAIA with an 80-69 win over York College this afternoon. Bearcats go to 6-0 on the season. York College falls to 9-4. They've lost their last three games as York College then falls to 9-4. 80-69, the final score. Northwest with the win over York College. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with an 80-69 victory over York College as the Bearcats improve to 6-0. York College falls to 9-4 on the season. Bearcats open up this game with a 13-point lead at one point. York College came back and took a brief 2-point lead. That was with 3:22 left in the first half. Cats would then regain it. They'd be up by 2 at halftime. 37-35. They would never trail the rest of the way, but York College just kept staying close, but couldn't quite get over the hump against the Bearcats. And Northwest with the win, 80-69. The Cats hold York College team that averages over 91 points per game to just 69 this afternoon. And again, Northwest with the win, 80-69. Bearcat men and women will be back in action on Wednesday as they open up MIAA play. Newcomer to the conference, Lindenwood, comes to town on Wednesday. We'll have the broadcast of both of those beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. It's a 5:30 tip-off, and then the men's game to follow at 7:30. Speaking of the Northwest women, an exciting one for them today as they help Northwest to a sweep of two games here as the Northwest women were down by 21 in the first half with 6 minutes left in the half. They began to come back, and they ended up taking a lead of 63-62. That was with 5:56 left in the game. And then they would pull out a 71-68 victory over Rogers State today. That game in Claremore, Oklahoma. Matt Gorder had the call of that one as Northwest improves to 5-2. Rogers State falls to 7-2 on the season. Rogers State right now trying to make that transition from NAI to NCAA Division II. Here again, the Northwest Missouri State men with a win over York College, 80-69. I'll be back, have the extra effort award, and more for you. That's all coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Northwest, now highlighted by the U.S. Department of Education, among promising and practical strategies to increase post-secondary success.
In other words, what's happening out in the countryside that will help students be successful? And what they did is they did a countrywide survey and cherry-picked the best of the best, and Northwest is represented in one of their practical strategies. It's our student employment program and specifically our career pathing program for our students. As you well know, John, and we're the recipients of it here at KXCV-KRNW, there are over 900 student employees here on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. Those employees have options to start as a freshman, go through a senior, go through a career pathing technique, actually get raises in compensation tied to, you know, a lot of different elements. I think the latest research I saw showed that you could actually earn up to, get this, $37,000. So when we talk about affordability, you know, over your four-year career, when you talk about affordability, that's one way keep the student experience affordable. It's an important element of our workforce, and very, very proud of that program. Paula McLean out of the Department of Human Resources oversees the program, and to be recognized by the U.S. Department of Education and up there with so many other organizations is very, very good. It's not just in that field and having that experience, but interestingly enough, sometimes working in some other different departments opens their eyes to other opportunities across disciplines. So, yeah, tremendous, tremendous opportunity for our students, and frankly, it helps us be more productive.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with an 80-69 win over York College as the Bearcats improve to 6-0 and York College falls to 9-4. And for Northwest Missouri State, time for the extra effort award. And that will go to Dylan Starzl, a strong performance, a couple straight games now. He's played well inside today. 9 of 10 from the field, ends up 6 of 8 at the free throw line, pulls down 6 rebounds to go along with an assist, 2 blocks, and a steal. So I couldn't ask for much more out of Dylan Starzl this afternoon. Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. He had a 16-point and a 6-rebound performance against Southwest Minnesota State on Sunday. Then this afternoon, coming up with 24 points to lead the team in scoring, 6 rebounds, and again, an assist, a steal, and 2 blocks to go along with 6 of 8 at the free throw line on an afternoon where most of the rest of the team really struggling at the free throw line. Looking at some of the other totals out of this one, besides Starzl, Northwest with two other players in double figures. D'Angelo Haley had 12 points, getting his first start of the season. He is 4-12 from the field, just 1 of 7 from three-point range today. Normally, good shooter from the three-point line. He was 3 of 8 at the free throw line. Pulled down 9 rebounds, though, so a strong performance out of Haley on the boards. And he also had 12 points. Also, 11 points for Matt Wallace. Wallace with 4 assists to go along with 4 rebounds. And Wallace, the third player in double figures. Grant Kozak coming off the bench had 9 points today, 8 points for Alex Sullivan. Sullivan just 1 of 4 on threes this afternoon. Coming into this game, I was averaging 54% on his three-point opportunities. Kyle Slake had 5 points, 6 points for Bryson Williams, and 4 points for Connor Kirker, all coming in the first half. For York College, they had three players in double figures, led by Thaddeus Vermaul with 20 points. He's right now leading the NAI in the nation in scoring, but 20 points here this afternoon to go along with 6 rebounds and a couple of assists. 10 points apiece for Mike Buffalo and Eamon Osiande, both coming off the bench to score in double figures today, and 6 points for Desmond Strickland, the leading scorers for York College. And for Northwest, looking at some of the team totals, they ended up shooting 52% from the field for the game, 29 of 56. Cats, though, struggled on threes today, 3 of 15 from a three-point range, and also struggled at the free throw line, 19 of 36 for a 53% total there. Look at the rebounding. Northwest out rebounding York College by 9, 42 of 31. Cats picked up 11 offensive boards to go along with 29 defensive boards. 8 turnovers for the game for Northwest, and that's a good total there for Northwest. Just 8 turnovers anytime you're under 10 for the game. That's good. They had 4 out of the first half, and then just 4 in the second half to go along with that. For York College, 13 turnovers, and that's not a bad total for a team that runs and guns the way York College does, again with 13 turnovers on the day. And York College shooting 46% from the field. They were 29 of 63. They knocked down 9 threes, 9 of 25 from three-point range for 36%. And they were 2 of 4 from the free throw line. So they didn't get to the free throw line that often. But again, a team that doesn't drive that often, they like to set out on the perimeter and knock down the long jumpers. And they only got to the free throw line 4 times in today's game. Those are some of the totals out of this one. Again, Dylan Starzl is your extra effort award winner, going 9 of 10 from the field, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, and 6 rebounds, and a total of 24 points for the afternoon. Be back and have more for you on our post game coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with an 80-69 win over York College. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a game more really you look at, you just kind of survive against a team that likes to run and gun the way York College does.
Yeah, they're a tough team. They played really hard, competed. They hit shots. You know, they get after it, and they play so fast. You know, and we got baited into playing fast with them. And, you know, when that happens, you know, our bigs got to get up and down the floor so much that it's just not, it's not our game. They're just, you know, we don't have, you know, the mobile bigs like they would have. And so we got baited into their game a little bit. I thought the worst thing that could have happened to us was the start, because I knew these guys were really good, and we got up on them and kind of took it to them right to start. And then I think we let down our guard, and they counterpunched us, and then we didn't respond to that counterpunch.
One of the keys in the second half, although you could never really shake at York College, you were able to play with the lead and never let them get back to where they were able to take a lead there in the second half.
Yeah, we've kind of done that throughout the season, where we get a decent lead, and we kind of sit on it, and we don't really break teams, which is kind of concerning, which is something that we need to address and work on. You know, we've got a long ways to go. We need to start improving. And we showed that tonight. We need to make sure that, you know, we can handle up-tempo teams. I hate this word, but I'm going to say it anyway. We might have to play some zone. Because I got to play my bigs together, my big bigs. And, you know, they're chasing around all these little 6'2 guys, and everybody's playing darn near five. They played five guards at one point, and that's hard for us to match. Those guys, I can't ask those guys to match up to guards the entire game and expect them to be able to defend that. Well, you put a zone in, now all of a sudden, you know, they're not going to like it as much. The offense isn't. So that might be something we have to do, which, again, I hate that word, but we might have to.
One thing that would have made the game look a little bit different, too, a final score, but just the free throw line. Missed some critical free throws today.
Holy cow. Well, you know, I think that we just weren't real constant. Again, we came out really good. And what happened is, like we talked about, we let down our guard. Well, once you let down your guard, you lose your concentration. So once you lose your concentration, you can't make free throws anymore. And that's what happened. But this will probably be, looking back on this game, I think this is going to be one of the best things that has happened to us up to this point. I think we're starting to feel pretty good about ourselves, including myself. And this is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call without a loss. You know, I compare this to the Hayes game at Hayes last year, where we got into their run and they just destroyed us. They beat us by 20. But this team didn't quite have the firepower of Hayes, so they couldn't, you know, get over the hump and beat us. But, you know, if you can respond to something like this and pretend that, hey, we lost this game, you know, I think this will help us down the road.
Yeah, I know the lineup that York has made it tough as far as some matchups for you when you're on defense. But on the other end, they had a tough time matching up with Dylan Starzl inside today.
Yeah, the second half we really had to slow the game down. And I mean slow it down and not allow them to get, you know, a lot of possessions and us, you know, slow our possessions down. And I thought we did a good job of that. I thought we did a good job of going inside there. And Dylan did a good job of finishing. And again, but that's why we need, because now he's drawing the best post defender, where if I got Kyle and him in there or Grant Cozad and Kyle in or whatnot, now where you got to put your best defender on one of them, and the other one's going to have a tough time matching up with the other. So, you know, we'll work on it and hopefully fix it.
There you go. Into the start of the conference season now with a 6-0 record, and you face a newcomer to the league and Lindenwood coming up on Wednesday here at Bearcat Arena.
They're really good. I watched them on film. I think they're a top two or three team in the conference. I think they're great. They got an inside presence. They really rebound the basketball. They play the kind of pack line defense where they just pack it in on you and dare you to shoot it from the outside. So it's going to be a dogfight, and we're going to have to be ready to go.
See a guy out there right now that doing a little extra work after the game that I'm sure you'd like to see get back in the lineup fairly sooner, Deshaun Cooper.
Yeah, you know, there's a few things they're doing on the ball screens that you wouldn't dare do that on Deshaun, because he would have had about 40 tonight, because there were so many gaps. They were over pressure and denying, and you know, where you have Deshaun, you can't do that. You got to plug gaps, and hopefully, you know, again, though, I don't want to pressure him into coming back too soon and then have him sit out and then back and then soon. And then, you know, I want him to come back full go. And if that's, you know, next game, it's next game. If it's a month from now, it's a month. If it's a year, then it's a year. But I want him to make sure that he comes back full strength.
Before I let you go, here, a little bit of a new look out of your team uniform-wise here today.
Yeah, we got them in, and we've got our whites now. Funny thing is York had the same issues we had with the jerseys, so they had to wear their home jerseys tonight. We had to wear our road jerseys, and yeah, I love the new jerseys. They're real light, and I didn't play very well at them, but hopefully we get that addressed. But, you know, we also took a week off. I mean, I don't know who made this schedule. It's me, but, probably need to adjust a little bit and do a little bit better job next season.
All right, well, we'll talk to you before the Lindenwood game on Wednesday.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest with the win 80-69 over York College. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
As we wrap things up from Bearcat Arena, the Northwest men's basketball team with a win over York College, 80-69. Northwest improves to 6-0. And for York, their record falls to 9-4. Earlier tonight, or actually this afternoon, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, a good win. They were down by 21 in the first half. That was with 6 minutes left in the half. They came back and slowly chipped away at that lead and ended up coming up with a victory, 71-68. As the Northwest women go to 5-2, Rogers State falls to 7-2. But a good win for the Northwest women as they will roll into MIAA play on Wednesday with Lindenwood as well as the men. Now looking at action from the Division II football playoffs this afternoon, Minnesota State Mankato continues to do well against MIAA teams as they defeated Missouri Western today 17-10. As Mankato will move into the semifinals, they will face Valdosta State. Valdosta State was a winner over Carson Newman today in a quarterfinal round game, 48-26. Other action saw Winston-Salem defeat IUP 21-17. And Winston-Salem and the other semifinal will match up against West Texas A&M, which knocked off the number one ranked team in the nation in Colorado State Pueblo, 34-13 the final. So really the big upset of the day was that West Texas A&M win over Colorado State Pueblo. So the semifinals of the Division II playoffs are now set. It's West Texas A&M with Winston-Salem, and then Minnesota State Mankato will face Valdosta State. And overall, a rough day for MIAA football teams against the Northern Sun. And the Mineral Water Bowl today, it was Winona State with the win over Lindenwood, 41-21. But again, for Bearcat basketball fans, a good day. The Northwest women winners earlier today as Matt Gorder had the play-by-play from Claremore, Oklahoma. That 71-68 come from behind win for the Northwest women as they go to 5-2. And the Northwest men led the entire way, as with the exception of just a brief moment when the York College team had a two-point lead about 3 minutes left in the first half. Otherwise, Northwest led the entire way in an 80-69 win over York College. The Northwest men now 6-0 on the year. Both Northwest teams in action on Wednesday. It will be Lindenwood coming to town for the MIAA opener. The women's game will tip off at 5:30. The men at 7:30. We'll have the broadcast of both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women on Wednesday. Thanks to everyone involved with their long day of broadcasting along the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder down in Oklahoma for the Northwest women's win over Rogers State. And also engineering things, Ben Nolly, engineering throughout the entire day along the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.